A decision by Pickering City Council last week to cease in-person council meetings and transfer to a virtual meeting format had a ripple effect for council, staff and residents of Tiny Township. On December 30, a video was released on the official Pickering City channel of YouTube cautioning viewer discretion for disturbing and offensive content. Mayor Kevin Ash provided an introduction and conclusion, stating that effective immediately Pickering Council would pivot to an online-only meeting format for safety concerns. The majority of the 13-minute video provided context spanning over 2 years, citing instances where Pickering County Lisa Robinson aligned with members of alt-right ideology and freedom-related events. One such event listed Maggie Hope Braun, who had also appeared in Tiny Township in September at a gathering of the Ontario Landowners Association attended by Tiny Town. Dave Brunel. Also shown in the Pickering video was former Ontario Party candidate Gerald Auger, seen at Tay Township and Tiny Township deputations for anti-globalist group Kiklay, and who had shared a stage in Orillia with Brunel last June at an anti-globalist gathering. The Pickering video highlighted Cowan Robinson appearing on an online podcast, seen humoring the host calling Pickering council members pedophiles and Nazis, while stating they deserve a baseball bat to the face. Robinson later stated she did not agree with the host's remarks, but continued to appear on the podcast. The video also broadcast 2 minutes of violent threats from email and voice messages to council members. A guest on the show who laughed at the comments appeared at Pickering Council chambers last month filming the proceedings as well as people within the chambers, and continued to film after being asked to leave by security. Midland Today contacted Tiny Township Mayor Dave Evans and Sir Robert Lamb for response to the video and the appearances of individuals in Pickering as well as North Simcoe. "We, Tiny, are not looking at moving to virtual meetings at this time," affirmed Evans by email when asked if there was consideration being given to the response by Pickering Council. When asked about alt-right sentiment, anti-Semitic rhetoric, as additionally noted through the affiliation of the publication Druthers that can be seen in the video and at the September gathering in Tiny, and any similar ideology which could show up in council chambers, Evans replied quickly. "The township has harassment and bullying policies in place that ensure Tiny remains a respectful workplace for everyone," said Evans. "The township is also drafting a citizen code of conduct that will be brought to an upcoming council meeting for consideration. At the committee of the whole meeting this Wednesday, a procedure bylaw amendment report will address citizen conduct as it does not deal with such matters." Tiny politicians have expressed concerns about cyberbullying when opposition to the new administration center heated up this past spring, with at least one person suggesting running over council with trucks. It had since reduced following a request from Tiny Council, but had not disappeared, according to Evans. "Cyberbullying continues to be an ongoing concern, and it is getting worse and more frequent," stated Evans. Evans also confirmed that security measures would be undertaken in the construction of the administration center, expected for completion in 2027. "Modifications will be made to the interior design to protect staff and council. We will not be publicly disclosing what the specific measures are. The safety of staff, council, and our residents is always a concern that I as mayor share with our SAO," stated Evans. "We will continue to prioritize safety both now and in the future, and we will make adjustments if needed."